Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want to ask you a question. Are you profitable in your business? Now, this isn't necessarily a matter of, how many zeros with numbers in front of them are there on your spreadsheet, as much as is your business encouraging you and providing for you a good lifestyle? Do you actually have a life, or are you so busy working for a life that you're not living? I want you to think about that one just a little bit. While I talk about our good friends at VTech with their four-line small business phone system, this system is designed to make your business everything that it could possibly be. You can go from one incoming line to four incoming lines. You can go from one extension to 10 extensions, from one phone on a desk to 10 phones on a desk. You can have so many features. Your ability to be able to be a thriving entrepreneur and have a growing business with the VTech four line small business phone system. We're proud to have them as our sponsor as we go through today. Maybe we can help you with some tips to be able to live a profitable life within your business. To help me with this today, I'm joined by a good friend, Nafisa Sheeran, and she is one of the members of eWomen that's up in the Vancouver chapter. And I'm really looking forward to being able to talk with her again. I've seen her talk a couple of times, and I really appreciate the real practicality that she brings to you about having a life and not just a business. So with that in mind, help me by welcoming Nafisa. Good morning, Nafisa. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm great. It's awesome to be here today.
So let's talk a little bit for people who haven't gotten to know you yet. Tell us a little bit about what has gotten you to this point in your life and business.
What has gotten to me to this point in my life and business? Sure. Well, as I think you know, I mean, I had a long corporate career. I worked with entrepreneurs in the first part of my career. In the last half of my career, for about 10 years, I worked in mining. And then I eventually left that world to start my own business, going back to working with entrepreneurs, because I really enjoyed that part of my career. I like the ability for them to be more tactile, move, respond more than big corporations. But what I was able to do during that time was learn a lot about, when I was working in corporations, you know, best practices for business, the real back end and structures that are in a business. And so I was able to bring some of that into my coaching practice with my clients. Now, for me, I've come from, you know, nothing, and I managed to create the life that I really wanted for myself. So that's such a driving factor for me, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs start businesses because they want to make a difference for themselves, their families, their community. They want freedom. They want to live the life the way they want to, but they end up feeling trapped, broke, and struggling, and wondering if they should be going back to a job. And I just know that it doesn't have to be that way. So that's how I got to this point. You know, I built all these other businesses for other people, and then I started to build my own. And my husband also has a business in the same household too, and I've worked with him to build that up, but to quite a successful business. And so now how I got here, and that's why I love helping other people, because I know it's possible because I've done it.
Which could be a whole nother fun conversation too, is husband and wives that work in the same house. Whether they're together
yeah,
in business
it could
or,
be.
Because I love it, but a lot of people are like, how
yeah.
could you do that? I mean, don't you get sick of them? And I'm like, no, that's why I married her. I mean,
exactly. Well, you guys are such a great model of how that works together, because you guys work, I mean, you just think, you know, Steve and Kathy, and it's a great example of it. And at the same time, I know that it can be, you know, having done it, it's a different dynamic, right? But it's pretty fun though. It's really cool. We have two businesses, but the interesting thing about that is we kind of, even though they're so different, we kind of treat them like they're one. So, but like I said, that's a whole other conversation.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lot of fun.
But what we want to talk about today, kind of give us an idea. Define for us, what do you think of when you say having a profitable business?
Okay, well, you know, a lot of times when people hear the word profitability, they instantly go to financials or think of accountants or they think of tax time. And those are legitimate, you know, concepts. But to me, that is just a number on a piece of paper. When I think of profitability, I think about what I get through that profitability and what entrepreneurs can create through that profitability. We all want to have time, money, and freedom to do the things we love, to go to the places we want to be at, to spend it with who we love, to embrace our passions, to support causes that are important to us. So to me, when I think of profitability, I think about all those really cool things that we get by having the time, money, and freedom that our business can provide for us if we're running it properly. I'm looking at my vision board while we're speaking right now, and it's, when I look at that and I look at all the things that I have on my vision board, to me, that's what my profitability means to me, is that it's not just a number, it's your life. And I loved what you said at the opening of the show. It said, you know, are you so busy working for a life that you forget to live? And to me, profitability is that part about living. It's about really living the life you want.
And I think that is so easy, especially if you work from home, to kind of fall by the wayside. It's so easy to work 10, 15, even 20-hour days and maybe be phenomenally successful in your business, but all you're doing is working. You know, the phone rings and you answer it, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or it's regular business hours, and it can be very difficult as a home business to really separate those two and go, no, this is my life and this is my business, and have those be two separate things.
I agree, and I think when entrepreneurs initially start their businesses, you want those clients, you want that income in, you want to add value, that it can be easy to forget about boundaries for ourselves, that we matter in the equation as well. And I think that, for me, because I have a bit of a lifestyle business, there is overlap sometimes, where I will take workations, right, because I can travel somewhere and serve clients. But even in those environments, you still need to have really clear boundaries around your time so that the vacation part of the workation, you are enjoying it. And it's, I think for me, I know we make sure that our offices are in rooms behind closed doors so that we can leave it and close the door and create like an energetic boundary so that when we leave it for the day, we've left it. Otherwise, it's like you said, it's those 12 to 15-hour days. And now that's not to say, Steve, that doesn't sometimes still happen. Like if we're doing a launch or we have a big event coming up, that's just part of it, right? But that should be a short-term push to a certain finish line. It should not be a way of life, because then you're trapped by your business. And when you're working that hard and that many hours, generally what's interesting is the money doesn't actually follow that. If you're doing that as a habit, it's just a pattern that isn't profitable time-wise or money-wise.
Well, and I think that's so true. And I think back, it reminds me so much of when Kathy and I first met. It's ironic. Some people know, some people don't. Kathy and I actually met through business. So I totally get the concept of, you know, your life and your business spilling over. I had bought out a product from a company, and Kathy was a web designer and was working with a client that was using that product as part of their website. And when we made some changes as a company, there were some technical issues that needed to be. She called for tech support, and I was the person who answered the phone, and
that's awesome.
You know, a friendship became a relationship, became a marriage, and that's so your life totally does spill over. But I have to give Kathy credit for the fact that she really was the one that taught me that concept about having a life and not having your whole life be about business, because I actually, just before I met her, I had a surgery And I was literally answering tech support calls up until the minute that they took the phone away from me because they were prepping me for surgery.
Goodness.
And she's like, you know, hey, this is just, this is a little overboard there, buddy. You need to, you know, spend some time with your family, too.
That's crazy, Steve. But you know what the sad part is I get it, because when I worked in corporate, that's how I was. And I think it can be really easy to take those habits into your business. Really easy. Because it's your own money at stake all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and you want to give great customer service, and you want to be there for the people, and especially
exactly.
if you have something that has, you know, a customer service or a tech support, you know, element to it, you want to be available for them just 24/7 so that they always get a good response. But the truth of the matter is you could talk about some huge corporations that, you know, they don't have that kind of service. I mean, they can afford to do it, but they don't. They just, they're like, hey, you know, we've got business hours. You know, I mean.
Exactly.
You're not going to call your bank at 2 in the morning and say, hey, I really need to fix this error with my checking account. They'll just be like, our office hours are between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Please call back when we're open.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the funny thing is when you do take that stand with your clients, they will respect you, right? And the other thing to really look at is if those issues are coming up with your time boundaries as an entrepreneur, they're probably showing up in other places. If you're letting clients call you at all hours of the night, does that mean you're also letting them become late on their payments, right? It's a pattern indicator of boundaries. So I think when we are compassionate with ourselves and put those boundaries in place, they show up in a lot of other really good places too that help keep the money flowing in, like making sure clients pay on time, charging enough, all of that. So it's really interesting, I find, to look at ourselves as entrepreneurs and look at our boundaries, because they will show up in all different places. And as I said earlier, to me, profitability is time, money, and freedom. It's not just money, but they're intertwined. So if you've got a leak or an issue in one area, in this case it would be your time, it's probably showing results in your money and your freedom, and vice versa, right? Like if you just look at where something's showing up, look at the other two and see what's happening for you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us are very passionate about what we do. In fact, I've often, you know, quipped on the show that if you're not passionate about what you started a business with, being in business being as difficult as it can be some days, why would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
But,
no kidding.
You know, I mean, our passion can't override everything in our life. I mean, when you're dating somebody that becomes your husband or your wife, there is a time when they are your whole world. But we all know that mm-hmm. eventually you get married and you both kind of, you know, you still love each other just as much as you did, but you just don't spend 24/7 together like you did or wanted to do before you were married. It just isn't real.
Exactly, exactly. And if you do, you get on each other's nerves, right? If you were to do that, and it's the same in your business. If it's your passion and you're spending all your time on it, that passion will burn out and you get resentful.
Yeah.
The same thing.
And in a relationship, and I think the first place that we need to practice with our external relationships is in the relationship that we have with us, because I think mm-hmm. our self is the relationship that we don't work on at all. You know what I mean?
I know. And that's a big thing for me in my business, or with my husband, or with even with my clients, is, like you said, it's really working on that relationship with ourselves, right? Because without us, there is no business.
Mm-hmm. So.
And that's and do you find it hard, Steve, sometimes to carve that time out for yourself, to work on your relationship with yourself? Like I know even for me that's a challenge, so I'm just curious about that.
Oh, yeah, it can be really difficult, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the advantage of having a partner, you know, that is your spouse, is that they very often will look at you and tell you, okay, it's time to get up from the computer and go do whatever
yes.
that isn't work. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm very badly. I mean, that's part of what Kathy brought into my life was – I was working 20 hours a day, and I was loving it. I was not upset about it at all. But, I'd pop out of the room. I was my parents had moved into my house at the time, so my mom was there to help with the kids. But you know, I was more like a helicopter dad, with the helicopter having, I was helicoptering while driving, while texting. You know what I mean?
I get it. I totally. And, you know, you just made me laugh when you said Kathy would pull you away, because my husband, he would do the same for me when he first got. I mean, here we are. We've created everything we wanted to do. We had the money. We had the time. But we didn't have the freedom, only because I was choosing not to use that freedom. And there were days a few years ago. I'm very different now. I willingly do it. But there were days when he would show up, open my office door, and he'd say, "The picnic basket is packed. Here's your towel. We are going on the boat." And I would get so mad that he was hauling me out to the boat. but he did that, right? And so, but I realized, we worked so hard to get this boat. Why am I not on it, right? And so now that's something that I do make sure I carve that time out for now. But it didn't come naturally, because it's like that passion in the beginning where you just want to be there for your clients, be there to build your business. But for me, that was a really important thing, because I realized that when I would get away from my desk, get out there, get on at this beautiful lake, I actually was a lot more creative the next day and a lot more productive, versus being in this constant treadmill, because you feel like you're working, but all you are is busy. You're not productive, and you're not as creative and prolific as you can be if you take those breaks. So I've come to cherish those times, but I admit, in the beginning, I'd be like, I don't want to go on the boat. And that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But I understand it. But I'm glad that he did that. And it, like when you said Kathy did that to you, I just thought, yep, I know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen.
So I encourage everybody to think about, as we go into this first commercial break, what could you do today for yourself? It doesn't have to be something huge. You don't have to go out and buy yourself a boat and ride on the boat. But could you, take a walk around the block? Could you go and get yourself an extra cup of coffee at Starbucks or wherever other place you like coffee from? That kind of thing. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to tweet with the hashtag ProfitableMe. ProfitableMe. That's all one word. And again, as we're teaching people, the hashtag is the Shift 3, what we used to call a pound sign. Okay, so tweet ProfitableMe, and then something that you're going to do for you today while we do this commercial, and we will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community, so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm here with Nafisa, and we are talking today about having a profitable business, about living profitable in our business. And we were talking about the whole concept of loving ourselves enough to have a life and to take good care of ourselves in the business. And I kind of like to continue on that, talking about the concept of connecting lifestyle to business. Can you give us some insight on that, Nafisa?
Absolutely, Steve. I think that, you know, like I mentioned earlier before the break, when you asked me about profitability, I was looking at my vision board. And one of the things that I think that I always recommend people do is before they even start to plan out what their business looks like, I want to know what their ideal day looks like, because then you build the business that will provide that ideal day. Versus the other way around, where you build a business and you try to fit your life around it. It doesn't work that way. I'm sure we've all seen the example of, you know, the professor filling a jar with tennis balls and filling it with coffee beans, and they all fit around it. But if you do it the other way, it doesn't work, right? Those big important things, they just fall out. So I think when you're building a business, you need to put those big rocks, those big non-negotiables in place. Like for me, for instance, I have a horse, and so my non-negotiable is my day is done at 3:30 most days. I mean, not every day, right, because there's variables in the business and the travel, or sometimes we have to network. But when I'm working out of my home office, that's it. My assistant knows that's in place, and I'm able to get from here, go to the barn, and spend time with him. Whereas before, if I was going to fit him in around clients, it actually never happened. And the funny thing is I have more time now because I've put that in place. So I think it's really important for people to, and it doesn't have to be something like a horse, but I mean, it could be your children. It could be you like to meditate, or you like to take a walk in the woods. It could be that you love travel. Like whatever that is for you, you need to put those big rocks in place in your calendar and then figure out the business that will build around it. If you're somebody who loves to travel every month, a brick-and-mortar business isn't going to work. You have a conflict of values there. So when you're building your life through your business and connecting the business to profitability, connecting the profitability to your lifestyle and what you want, it's so important to put those desires out first, because believe me, you can build a business around the life you want. It can be done. But you have to be brave enough and willing enough and courageous enough to say, this is how I want to live, and work around it. And then look at the income flow that you need to support that. You know, a lifestyle that has you traveling every single month might require a lot more income and profit than a lifestyle that where you just want to go take a walk every day. Neither of them are right or wrong. It's what's right for you. And I think that it can be so easy, again, as you said earlier, to just go straight to your passion and build that business and forget why you went into business in the first place for what you love to do. So that's sort of my take on it, is just put those big rocks in and then build the business around it. It can be done. It absolutely can be done, no matter what your modality or passion or business is.
I like that. I think I just I think I just came up with a new idea surrounding the concept of defining your target market, that maybe needs to start even for that. I really like that. Thanks. I love it when I get epiphanies while we're doing interviews. That's cool. I like the concept.
Happy to help.
Yeah.
Happy to help out. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we just become so focused on what am I passionate about? Who does this, you know, whose need or what need does this meet? You know, and those kind of things, mm-hmm. and we forget. You know, what do I want out of life? I mean, I know some people that are incredibly happy in things that drive me crazy, but it's what they want to do in their life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think when we look at our passions and what we want to contribute and who we can serve, those are wonderful. And we also need to include ourselves in that equation. I remember the biggest epiphany I ever had. This is when I was working in my corporate role. I had an executive coach, and I had her for a few years. She was a phenomenal coach. She is who really turned me on to the value of coaching, and it was really a life-changing experience. And I remember one day I was trying to get our department up and running. We had a lot of objectives to meet. We were trying to get a financing in place, and it was just a lot going on. And as you can imagine, when that stuff's happening, there's a lot of different tensions, chaos, and I remember saying to her, okay, well, all I want to do is make sure that whatever we do is best for all. And she said, okay, but I have a question for you. Doesn't that include you if it's for all? Because you're not in this plan. And I said, well, I want it best for everyone. She says, well, that includes you. And it was a big epiphany that, wait a minute, I'm central to my life, so I matter, right? And I've always thanked her because I've carried that forward with me into my business, and that's really shaped a lot of what my philosophy is now, that who do we serve has to include ourselves, right?
Absolutely. So the biggest thing I think everybody needs to think about is, have you defined who you serve? Sure, but more importantly, how do you serve you? How does your passion mm-hmm. come out, not only in the fact that it's just bubbling out of you and you got to get it out there, but how does it enrich your own life? Like I said, I'm having epiphanies all over the place here. Thank you. I dig it.
And I love the way you're wording it. I've got chills. I'm like, oh, yes, awesome. Steve, you get it. It's great.
So I'm going to encourage everybody as we go into this commercial break to really think about your passion. Okay, so we hashtagged Profitable Me and keep that going and talk about what kind of things you're going to do today to have profitable you time, something for you. But I'm going to also encourage you during this commercial break, you've probably defined your target market, you've almost definitely defined what you're passionate about, but now take a minute and think, how do I fit into that equation? How does my passion serve me? What am I, you know, what do I get out of it? That sounds selfish to a lot of us, I know, but that's really the truth, is that the first person we should serve with our passion is ourself. Whether that be you're a speaker and you need to speak into the mirror and hear what you're saying and not just practice the words, or, you know, whatever that might be for you. I'm going to encourage you to think about, how does my passion serve me, while you listen to this commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
So I've been asked, who should use the VTech 4-line small business phone system? And my answer for you is, really, there's no time like now to start with the VTech system. And the reason is because whether you have one line or you have four, whether it's just you, you're working from your home office, or you just moved into your new offices, what have you, this phone system is designed to help you, to make you sound professional, and to grow with you as you grow. You don't have to get a technology degree. You don't have to hire a technology person onto your staff in order to be able to set it up. If you can plug in a lamp, you can add new phones to your system. You can increase your employees. You can grow your business. You can do all of it with the VTech 4-line small business phone system. Check it out today.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So Nafisa and I are here talking today on Thriving Entrepreneur about, you know, really your passion inside of your business, how to be profitable in your business. I'm even actually thinking along the concepts of living with your business. Can you live with your business? What do you think about that, Nafisa? Do you like that concept?
I love it. I love it, and that's actually a pretty deep question, because if you actually start thinking about that, that's when people can sometimes make shifts that they're in the wrong business or they're in the wrong market or they've got the wrong model because they're not enjoying their life anymore. It's like you said in the beginning, that you're so busy that you don't have that you forget to live, right? I love it. Can you live with your business?
I mean,
but you're inspiring me too. Like, my brain is going in circles here now, Steve. It's awesome.
Well, it's good. Yeah. I love it when the divine comes in and helps us really be able to see a place, where there can be growth, especially yes. when we can see something that it's like, oh, wow, you know, hey, I'm lacking in that area. And it's not one of those kind of things where you feel condemnation and you're like, oh, I'm such a horrible person, but where you just feel inspired to be able to live differently, to go a different direction, to do more, to do better than what you've done.
Exactly. It's a vision to step into, right? When we see an opening, and if it inspires us, exactly. It's like you said, don't judge ourselves. Just step into it. It's amazing what can open up for you when you do that.
A good
and I would encourage the listeners if... Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, a good friend of mine, Ernie Villanueva, he actually was on the show. He says to always remember that the future is a promissory note. It's a promise to us.
Oh,
the past
that.
Is a canceled check. It's money that's already spent that you can't get back. Today is the only spendable legal tender that you've got. What are you going to do to make use of today?
I love that. That is awesome. And you're speaking in my language with promissory notes and canceled checks and tender. I absolutely love that. And I think that's a really good thing to think about, because we can get so tripped up worrying about what happened or what may or may not happen in the future instead of focusing on what we can control and what we can make happen right now. It's because life is never a big, like, when things go wrong, it's never one big thing that goes wrong, or when things go right, it's never one big thing that's happened. It's been a series of decisions that move you to your goal, or a series of decisions that move you away from your goal, and that is so encouraging. What I love how you said that, because then if we just look at what can I control in this moment and then control it, and then you do that in the next moment, when you look back on that canceled check in a few years, it's going to be a pretty big one, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The old phrase is control what you can and don't worry about what you can't control. There are a lot of things that just aren't in our control. You know, we live in the Northwest, and we get to the place where we feel like we can plan on it raining. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Just as sure as you've got some great plan for, you know, sitting by the fire with a cup of hot chocolate and reading a good book while it's raining outside, that's when you're going to get a beautiful sunny day.
Yes, I'm there with you. I'm in Vancouver, so I have similar weather.
Oh, yeah. And it's about not...
Or you think it's a nice day and...
Yeah. Well, and that's true. You know, I mean, my wife at one point in her past worked in the wedding industry, you know, and she said you can just about guarantee that if you're going to do a wedding outside, that the day you plan it is the most likely day that it's going to rain, even though it's been, you know, sunny in California for like 360 days out of the year.
And it'll rain right where the wedding is, right? Yeah. That's just what happens. So what you can control is having your wedding indoors, right?
Yeah.
Choose a different venue. You can't control the weather. Absolutely.
And I think that's maybe one of the big keys of this whole concept of profitability, you know, having a profitable life inside of our business. And that is the really, truly embracing all of the things that we can't control, and then letting them go and allowing them to be controlled by whomever or whatever does control them.
Exactly. And it also means knowing, because, I mean, let's be real, like within a profitable business and a profitable life, we still have to have very specific strategy, system, support, operational things, procedures. And those aren't the fun things that people like to talk about a lot, but they need to be there so that you can have all the rest of it. And those things you can control because they're within your control to put in a marketing system or to look at your numbers once a week or to have client enrollment conversations, to set your time boundaries, that these are your business hours. You can control that. And it's amazing if you just focus on those things, all that other stuff will fall into place, or it won't, or what doesn't fall into place may not matter, right?
In fact, it may be that the thing that's not falling into place is the thing that what the whole universe, what God, whatever you define that as, is actually trying to tell you to let go of.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, often we try to fight to hold things, even sometimes people, relationships with them, in our lives because we're supposed to, or because, some emotional connection that we have to it. And the truth is that sometimes the best thing we can do with a part of our business, with a toxic relationship, or those kind of things, the best thing that we can do is just to love them and release them.
Yeah, and you know that, you speak about topics for a whole other show, and that could be one too, right? And I think, I joke about it, I call it a friendectomy, that sometimes you need to perform them. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people, and it may not even, I mean, it could be a toxic relationship, Steve, but sometimes it's not even at the point where it's toxic, but it's not pulling you forward, right? It's keeping you where you are. It's not pulling you back, but it's not driving you forward. And in that way, your mindset's affected, and so you can still love that person from afar. You can still maybe see them once a year at Christmas dinner or whatever it may be that it shows up, but you need to make those choices that you're protecting that energy bubble of yourself so that you can be at your best in your business, so that you can have the best life that you can have. And so it's not always, they're not always easy choices. I get that. I've been there and I've done that, and it doesn't mean you love them any less either, does it?
No, not at all.
It just means you love yourself. Yeah.
I mean, you have to make the decision, especially when you're talking about people that you're in relationship that are like family, for example. Your mother, your father, your brothers, those kind of people are always going to be your family. But there are times when the life that they're currently choosing may not necessarily be something that's good for you in a lot of respects. And like you said, it's a whole nother show that we could get into talking about that. But the best thing that you can do to really show your love to them is to allow them to live their best life. And if there isn't an intersection between their best life and your best life, that you can still feel enormous amounts of love and respect for them without necessarily having to have to drag either one of you into something that, you know, just doesn't connect.
No, and sometimes absence does make the heart grow fonder in the sense that you admire each other from afar, and if you do come together, there's tension or discomfort. Well, why would you do that to either one of you, right? So just allow it, release it, and also realize, too, that if you are living your best life through your business, it may trigger things in other people who haven't been able to achieve that yet. And while that has nothing to do with you as the entrepreneur, and that is all their stuff, and you can bless them and let them have that until they work it out, if you're in that energy, while it has nothing to do with you, it may still affect you. So that's an important boundary that I think all entrepreneurs need to be aware of, is to really look at who you keep around you in terms of, and not just for your business, right? I mean, this is because, I mean, there's business contacts and there's social contacts, but as entrepreneurs who have passion and purpose in our businesses, we bring all of ourselves to our business, even if we have boundaries, or we should have boundaries. So we want to make sure that what we're always bringing is our best self. So whether it's personal time or business time, we want to make sure that the company we keep reflects where we want to go.
Well,
I think that's something I feel strongly about.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's two elements of that. Number one is that you will become like the five people that are the closest relationships you have in your life. So whether that be, you know, your husband and, you know, your mastermind circle or people like that, or whether it be, I worked in a business one time when I was like 19 years old, and the girl's whole life revolved around getting to spend the whole weekend at the bar. And that was the people that she, you know, and it spilled over into the whole entire work week. So those 2 days defined the other 5 days of her week every single week.
Exactly. And we need to be, and when you talked about working on our relationship with ourselves, that is a key part, right? Because it's about creating that relationship with ourselves, whether it's through self-study, self-development, through the people we choose to hang around with, so that it, how we do show up in those times is really important. And I think that's a big part of self-relationship, is knowing what sets you up for success and what takes you out, whether that's people, places, or things.
And I'm going to tell you from experience that one of the things that may be the hardest to deal with is in the realm of coaching. I have had, over the course of my life, some amazing mentors, some amazing coaches. Some of them, you know, like Dr. Joy, has been a mentor in my life since I was in third grade, and still I could call or write him today, and he's just as impactful. Others of them, they come in for a season and then they leave.
Yes.
And it's really hard sometimes. You know, you just find yourself clinging on to that relationship because you liked the community. You really love the person who's mentoring you, that kind of thing. But the truth of the matter is that often we get in a place where our business was a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, is not where it is now. And the training that we need is not that person's forte. Doesn't mean you can't still love them. It just means that.
Exactly. And I've had coaches for a long time, and I, you know, you're speaking to my heart here, because I would not be the woman I am today. I would not have the successful business and the wealth and everything I want out of my life today without all of those coaches. And at a certain time, it's time to move on, and it is hard. Like, it rips your heart out, and you know you have to do it. And I think for me as a coach, that's a really good lesson to realize, that there are going to be times when my clients outgrow me, and it's okay. They should, right? And that's what you want. And doesn't make it any easier when it's time to move on either way, but I think that's part of the beauty of life, is seeing that if you have these coaches, just be so grateful for where they helped you. Because they didn't get you there. You got you there, right, Steve? Mm-hmm. Like, you got yourself to where you are. But they helped you find that part inside of you. And same for me. And then know that, okay, I need something different, right? It's part of the beauty of life. But it's hard. And the thing is, if I've done this in the past where I've stayed with a coach too long, and it wasn't the right thing. It held me back, right? Because of I made an emotional decision. So I think that's a really important thing to think of as entrepreneurs in that aspect, and it's a really important point that you brought up, is to move forward with emotion for your future, not emotion for your past. Because it's emotion that pulls us, right? So let's have it pull us forward, not pull us backwards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that's the perfect segue for people that have been listening, and they're like, I've had some epiphanies too, and I'd like to explore this more. So let's give them an opportunity. What can a person do to talk about this whole conversation in more detail with you about living with your business?
They can go to my website, NafisaShireen.com, but if they would like to get on my newsletter list, because this is the type of stuff I speak about all the time, they can just go to Living Forward Community. And my business is Living Forward, so that's where that comes from, livingforwardcommunity.com. And then we can connect there, and they'll be in my world.
Okay, so I'm going to spell this for people. It's NAFISSASHIREEN. Let me spell that for you again. NAFISSASHIREEN, and that's, of course, .com. Nafisa Shireen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would really strongly encourage everybody, seriously, go, you know, opt into her newsletter. I'm on her mail list, so I can tell you that there are some fun things as well as some very informative things that come across that can really just help you, even just brighten up your day. And you need those reminders to, you know, put you into your business and take care of you and live within your business. So I encourage you to do that. NafisaShireen.com. Go and sign up for that today.
So Nafisa, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's give people some action. Let's be good teachers.
Sure.
And give them some things that they can do, something that they could do like right now today or at the very least this week that would help them have a more profitable business, meaning having a more headed towards the lifestyle they want, profitability in their business.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to ask them to do, and this is the very first thing all of my clients have to do when they sign on with me, is I want them to take about half an hour, set a timer, and just write down what their ideal day looks like from the time they get up till the time they go to bed. And that includes family time, personal time, business time, you know, what you're doing, who you're with, the things that you're surrounded by. Just describe that. That day. It's really important. It gets you really thinking about the direction you want to go. The next thing I'm going to say, and we didn't really touch on this in the interview, but it is an important thing, is to set a date with yourself once a week to look at your numbers. It's not the fun part of the lifestyle, but I tell you what's fun, having enough money to do everything you want. So Take that date and look where they are, and then ask yourself, remember, this is just information. It's not a judgment piece. That number is the most powerful information you can ever have. Ask yourself these questions. Am I making enough to have the life I want? What is this number telling me about how I'm spending my time? What are these numbers telling me about the type of clients I have and what I'm doing in my business, so that they really tell you that, so that you can kind of look at, are there any changes you need to make when you look at that? Do I need to change who I'm with? Do I need to change my mentor? Do I need different clients? Do I need to spend more focused time in client work? Do I need to spend more time for myself, right? All of those questions. So I think those are the most important things that they could do right now to help them start thinking about the bigger picture.
Mm.
And, of course, do a vision board if you don't have one.
Yeah.
If you don't have a vision board, do one today. Those are my three tips.
Well, and I like that so much, because I think that whole bit of knowing what life you want and then how do I actually get there, and is the business I'm doing it or the way I'm doing my business even really serving me? You know, if you want to travel the world, if that's one of your goals, then maybe rather than doing virtual telesummits, you really need to get yourself out there and do more speaking, because if you've got to travel to the other side of the United States or to another country to do a speaking, guess what? You also get to travel, and you can put a couple of days in there for, you know, fun, to visit the Eiffel Tower or, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Combining business and pleasure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And though we didn't go into it at all in the course of the interview, you did bring up a very powerful point, and that's, you know, looking at your numbers. I went through an exercise with a mutual coach of ours that, you know, she had us write down every single day what you brought in income-wise. And,
yeah.
Oh, was mm-hmm. that painful, because I don't personally operate a company that every single day I get a paycheck. That's just not the nature of how our company works, and especially not when I first started with her. You know, the nature of our company was very much in development and focused on making sure that we were taking care of Kathy's mom at the time. So there were a lot of mm-hmm. days where there were a lot of zeros, and it really hurt. But over the course of time, you know, it also becomes encouraging, because you're like, I would do anything today. If it was $5 to put a number
yeah.
on that line.
And what's really cool about that particular exercise is you can start to see patterns. And I mean, to me, you know, people can get so wrapped up in self-judgment about their numbers, right? Whether it's their business numbers or numbers for whatever, they judge themselves. And I just go, no. That what that is, it's an awareness that opens you up to possibility, because you cannot change or make adjustments to what you don't know. This is it's almost like you're waving a magic wand. And so the numbers can be the income that comes in. It can also be the amount of people you're speaking to. It can be your list size. It can be, there's all different kinds of things in your business to look at. And I think when you look at that, it's just like, am I happy with this? No. Okay, well, what does this tell me? Does it tell me I need, like, I have a lot of zeros on my money sheet that, you know, we both do. What does that tell me? Do I want to have more days with more money, or do I want to have days with bigger paid days? And you can start to ask yourself those questions. It's just information, and information is what, I mean, I can geek out on that, and that's another show. It's
well, and the important,
it's a lot of, it's just powerful.
Yeah. The important information to take from that, whether you look at it once a week, you look at it every day, you look at it once a month, the important part of that is to take that, like you said, as information and add to that, what life do I want to live? I mean, you would be better served to work really wholeheartedly 2 days a week than to live 7 days a week in judgment because of the fact mm-hmm. that you're not putting a number in the plus column, as it were, specifically monetarily that particular day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the other thing you do need to look at is where the money's going to, right?
Yeah.
And that's another thing to look at as well, because it's easy to have these little things going out here and there. And when you can tighten those up too, you might go, hey, you know what? That actually is, if I tighten that up, I've got a trip to France coming up, or stuff like that, right? So again, it's not a case of turning everybody into accountants. We don't want that, right? No offense to the accountants. We love you. I used to be one. But I think in terms of most entrepreneurs, they don't love that part of their business. But I want them to love what they get from that part of the business, their freedom, money, time, right?
So I encourage everybody to live inside of your business. Be alive, engaged, but also have a life apart from your business that your business leads you to. Nafissa, thanks so much for taking the time out of
your busy day
to spend some time with us and give us some really great ahas today.
Thank you, Steve. I really enjoyed being here, and it was a great conversation, and you gave me quite a few ahas, too, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I really appreciate every opportunity that I get to be with every one of the listeners and bring to you friends, new friends, old friends that have come into my life and blessed me, because our whole concept is to let every single one of you know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world needs you. Always know that Kathy and I are here to help you be the authority in your industry and play an A game at every level in your business so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for